Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled because today we have with us Carla J. Henry. Carla is a certified holistic health coach who aims to help everyone find their own light and unlock their true potential. She has a new bestseller, Simply Real, Your Guide to Creating a Happier Life in an Easy and Relaxed Way. And I just love the concept. Carla, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Vicki. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Well, Carla, tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in helping so many people really live a fulfilled and wonderful life.
Well, that's interesting. And I love the question of how I came to my passion and my purpose. I think sometimes I'm even trying to tweak that as I go along because it kind of keeps changing sometimes. But I really enjoyed talking to people, having conversations, really just simply real conversations where I found that when I was having these conversations, people would just start to open up to me. And it created such a comfort and a space for openness. And that's really where I found that I lit up. I got excited. It was fun and I could do it for hours without even thinking about the time. I think that's where for me it really started. And I just believe that we can totally enjoy our lives from this space, this energy of easy and relaxed and fun, once we understand the superpower that we have within us, which is our divine connection to self.
That is so beautiful. And I think it's such a great time to think of life that way. There's been some complexity over the last few years, and it's really wonderful to think in terms of an easy way to approach all that in life. So how did the book come about? You've been really influencing people to change their lives for a long time, but how did it come about to do this in a book where it would touch the world?
Oh, okay. I actually started, I was journaling, and I still journal because I believe in journaling. I believe that you can create your life on paper and what you write becomes real, because I just find that with journaling, you're really not going to write what you don't want. You're going to write what you do want and what you want to create. That's my belief anyway. And I actually did a journal. I haven't published it as yet, but I had a draft copy, and I went to a conference like maybe 3 years ago, and I met Keith Leon from the You Speak It program. And I said, let me take this opportunity to show him my journal. And he said to me that I was doing it the opposite way, where he says, how about writing a book? And I never thought that I had a book inside of me, that I really wanted to do that. It just never crossed my mind at all. It really just didn't come up at all. So that just happened because of my path crossing with PT. He put this idea in my head, and then his program allowed me to do this in actually an easy and relaxed way, because that's really what came up. And so the wisdom for it, or just the clarity and the words, came from that. So that's how that started. But the writing part really started for me just journaling and creating my life as I went along.
So tell us a little bit about maybe your favorite tips in the book to help people really live a delicious life. What are some of your favorite tips in the book?
Well, as I mentioned before, journaling is a big thing for me. I won't say sit down here and tell you that I journal every day. I journal when I feel inspired to journal, and of course when I'm working on something, when I'm creating something. So that's one of the biggest areas for me. Another big tip, which is my favorite, is self-talk. that's a section in the book as well called Learning to Stand for Who You Are. And I find with self-talk, Vicky, I grew up hearing that if you're talking to yourself that you're crazy. Some people associate it with being mad. And I just find that it helps me through life, especially in those moments when you feel triggered or you feel like you could fly off the handle. Or it gives me a chance to go inward and literally have a conversation with my divine self and say to myself, is that really going to work out for you? Is that the best route? And I have these really quick conversations with self-talk that just propels me into making a better decision, which of course turns out if it's better for me, then I believe it will be better for the other person because I'm coming from a place of more love. I said more love, not necessarily like I'm a full 100% love because I may be feeling some anger, but that self-talk allows me to diffuse that anger just a bit so I can come out loving the person just a little bit more than I would have if I didn't process what was going on with me. So that's my biggest nugget with the book for me. Yes, there are other things in there that I talk about, you know, the forgiveness piece, which is at the beginning, because I don't think you can really create a solid foundation till you start to go on that particular journey, which, by the way, does not have to be long-winded. It doesn't have to be, you know, we can get to the place of acceptance and revision, because there's such a law called the law of revision, where you get to change how some of the experiences that you've had just impacted your life in not so wonderful ways. You actually get to change that. And those are things that I go more in depth in my coaching programs and in other areas. But in my book, I touch on that because I know that forgiveness is a big part for the springboarding into the things that you really deserve and desire in your life.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's so, so powerful. So what do you hope is the one or two things that readers will take away from your book?
That they really would just get a taste of that sweet nectar of alignment to self and that you're divine, you're God, you're whatever name you want to give it, whether it's the universe, that energy that we are born with, that it's within us, that is your love, that is your connection. And once you are able to form that connection with your higher self, the world is your oyster.
Oh, I love that. I really, really love that. So if you were to look at what you teach and really mentor and foster in the clients that you work with, as well as the readers who will be reading all of your wonderful wisdom in your book, if you were to look at that from a global perspective, how would you like to have that look in the way of change, different than the way we see things now?
I really would love to see a simply real movement across the globe by being inspired by what I've shared in the book and what becomes possible for each of us. And by that, I mean if we could just incorporate even just this little piece of pausing, taking a breath in between the areas or the different chapters in our lives or the different moments in our lives, just to connect to ourselves, our oneness, our being. That breath allows us to bring in that energy of ease, to bring in that energy of grace and relax and fun in that moment. I think we would have much better days or much better moments in our lives, at least much more than what a lot of us are having right now. And that's what I would love to see happen with my book. And of course, I would love to see my book translated in other languages as well. That's a big thing for me because I wanted to reach as many people that despite what you're going through, there's always something that some light that we can see, something sweet that we can smell or taste. If we just pause enough to ask the question, how can I make this feel just a little bit better in this moment? How else can I see to make me feel just a little bit better than I am feeling right now?
That's such a beautiful wish. And if you were to look at that for the world, what would your vision be if you wanted to have the world look a little bit better? What would that look like?
That we're more kinder with each other and more accepting of each other. So kindness and acceptance.
That is so beautiful and so, so important now. So I know that our listeners can find your book on Amazon, and I really highly recommend everyone go to Amazon and pick it up. But if they wanted to connect with you, just to find out more information about you and tap into more of your wisdom, is there a website where they could go?
Yes, I have. My website is www.carlahenry.com. So that's Carla with a K, A-R-L-A, Henry, H-E-N-R-Y.com. Or you can email me at carla@carlahenry.com. Or I'm on Instagram at Henry Carlo. So that's my name the other way around.
Oh, wonderful. Fabulous.
Yeah.
And do you have any words in parting that you'd like to share with us?
That's a really good question, Vicky. The words that I would love to share, it's really just one statement. It's just for us to be gentle with ourselves. You have the right and you deserve to be gentle with ourselves. I think we're in such a very judgy environment, especially these last 2 years. And I don't think we've given ourselves permission that we get to be gentle with ourselves and we also get to change our minds. We have choice. We get to change our minds. And what I've noticed about for me is, and I think you kind of alluded to it a little bit earlier, the things that I thought were very important to me before the last couple of years are not as important anymore, the more that I connect to myself. And I realize that my oneness with my inner self, my inner being, is what fills, once I fill those voids, the things that I thought could fill those voids are just not going to do it. And I don't necessarily need them. Not to say that I don't enjoy certain things in life and love to experience really nice, fun stuff, but I realize that my connection and filling up my cup on the inside and those voids that we love to look for external gratification from is just not necessary anymore. You really can have so much fun with this journey and fun with yourself, because I, Vicky, I laugh at myself a lot, especially even if I know that I've taken a misstep, because it happens, I'm human, and this is still a process and a practice for me daily, day in, day out. But when I do take that misstep and I'm awareness of it, I laugh at myself. I'm like, what did you just do? How is that going to work out for you? You know, you were not as kind as you normally are with that person that you just spoke with. I jump into apologizing real fast, especially when I know what I said or how I behaved or how my expressions were not as kind as they were, as I know how they should be based off of my connection to self. Because when I check in, I'm like, that wasn't so nice. And I'm hoping that the book itself will bring people more into being just aware of how we are, how we're being with ourselves and how we're being with others.
Something I really love when you were talking about purpose, because I really see purpose this way too, is it's not necessarily like a goal that you arrive in. It's not like building a house and the blocks are solid and cemented in with mortar. And it's like an ever-evolving journey. And it never ceases. And I think the last 2 years, as you mentioned, they may have been somewhat hard and really hard for a lot of people, but it's kind of like helped us wipe out and realize that even things that we thought we really knew, we have to see anew. We have to see it differently. You know, it's evolving all the time. And that is what I think I love about what you were talking about with this evolving journey, because it is evolving.
It is.
And it's a wonderful experience to continue to grow and experience and change. And change your opinions about things. That's one of the wonderful things about interaction with other people, I think.
Absolutely, and I completely agree with you. For some of us who are open to it, especially those of us who are from, I mean, I'm in Jamaica right now, and we're still under a curfew, but there was a moment when the country was kind of on a lockdown. It forced me, anyway, to look at myself differently. It also forced me to hold up that mirror and say, okay, how can I make things better? How can I create better for myself? I see what's going on in the world, and there are lots of it that I don't like, but how can I make a difference starting with me? A lot of people have this vision and purpose that they want to save the world. I just want to start with me first, and once I start with me, then I'm believing that will spill over. Other people will get affected by my positive changes, my excitement, my ease, my fun, my grace. That's my hope. That's how people will get infected, to have that look and to make that change and to realize that you get to change your mind. You get to evolve. You get to make yourself better. You really do. It's just all improvements.
That is so true, and that's another really good reason to be kind to people, because people are giving you the gift of the opportunity to meet them and evolve in the possibility mm-hmm. of change by meeting them every time you do.
Absolutely, yeah.
So beautiful. And another really great opportunity is for them to evolve by picking up your book, Simply Real, and having a wonderful read and a wonderful experience that just may be life-changing. So, Carla, Henry, thank you so much for being with us today. It's just been such a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Vicky, for having me. I could sit down and talk with you on this topic, this era, just life. Let's talk about life and all of the goodness that's really out there if we allow ourselves to see differently and taste differently.
Yes, and that's your gift to us today. Thank you so much, Carla.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, and global broadcast and communities, you can discover more at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.